I shot the gap between his legs, and by the time he'd shut the door, I was curled up on the rug beside Drover. Drover raised his head and stared at me.
What are you doing in here?
What's it to you? I got my rights. You ain't the only privileged character on this ranch. Just go on about your business and don't try to take more than half this rug.
Oh, okay.
He went back to sleep. I'm sure he needed it since he'd only logged about 15 hours of rack time out of the last 24. Myself, I wasn't sleepy. For a long time, I watched Slim working in the kitchen. I could barely see him through the smoke. Judging by the smell, I calculated that he was burning newspaper and cardboard boxes, although I found out later that he was actually cooking another batch of taters and a hamburger steak. He scraped the so-called food into a plate and walked into the living room. Well, it got kind of quiet and boring in the utility room. Drover twitched and wheezed in his sleep. I got tired of it and decided to move around a little bit. I tiptoed into the kitchen and peeked around the corner. There was Slim sitting in the big wooden rocker in front of the wood stove, eating his supper. I dropped down on my belly and started inching my way toward the living room. I did this very carefully, and Slim didn't notice me until I was at his feet in front of that nice warm stove. He was eating with his fingers, and he looked down at me.
Where do you think you're going, pup? That old stove feels pretty good tonight, don't it?
I whapped my tail on the floor. He tore off a piece of cinderized hamburger and handed it to me.
Here, sink your teeth into this.
I tongued it, gummed it, rolled it around in my mouth, and then, well, spit it out on the floor, you might say. He scowled at me. Why, you hammer-headed dog, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with me is what's kept me alive all these years. I never eat poison. He picked the meat up off the floor, wiped it on his jeans, and ate it. Then he wiped his hands on his jeans, pushed himself out of the chair, went into the kitchen, and put his plate and two frying pans into the refrigerator. He must have noticed that I was watching him. It's an old cowboy trick, Hank. If you put your dirty dishes in the ice box, they won't get moldy in the sink.